This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
To the whole show powered by Chevron on this Football Friday presented by Big City Roadhouse. And now is the time where I bring the gang in here and we do the quarterback toilet bowl. I forgot what it was. And he said Chris needs a refresher. We got Mike dancing with himself in here. The dude down the hall, Tanner Schwint. Brian Gary's hanging out with us today.
Don't be moving in on my man, by the way.
Chemistry's been nice.
It's been a nice bond, yeah. This has been like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, I can't.
I never bought you the flowers you deserved, Brian.
Thank you. All right, at least that's coming out. Sometimes it just takes you seeing me with someone else.
Yes, it does.
Oh, he's been hovering around here all day.
Like it. I don't like it.
What are they doing in there? What are they doing in there?
Well, they seem to be enjoying each other's company. Could be a problem.
I swear to God, if Mike is my producer, I quit. No, in all seriousness, if you move Mike to my show, I will quit.
Well,
bye-bye.
Hey, Derbs is here.
So Eastside Chris wants the rules again of the quarterback toilet bowl.
So do I.
He says, so if you take Russell Wilson, you have a good chance at winning. You can't take a...
Yeah, if you've already taken that quarterback through the season, he is out. You can't take him anymore.
But you can't, if you take a backup quarterback... What happens?
Well, he's not going to get a QBR.
So it would
revert back to...
The starter, right?
Yeah. You would get the starter in that case, so you would get Jackson Dart. But if you've already used Jackson Dart, you get a 75 rating overall, which is going to bump your score. Just ask Tanner.
What did I do?
Well, you had a 77 last week,
With Matt Stafford. My whole thought process of, it's in London, Derbs.
You sound like you're from London.
And no Puka Nacua. That went right out the window. That did not work for me. I woke up to a text from Mike going, Matt Stafford's going to go for a zillion QBR. And I'm like, it's not that bad. And then he threw for five touchdowns.
Yeah, a lot of touchdowns.
At least he's out of the way. And honestly, 77. After the first half that he had, I would like to see his first half QBR. I mean, that thing had to be in the high 90s.
Yeah, they don't post it until after the fact. But I kind of look on there, and if they're sitting at like a 130 passer rating, then you know you're not doing well.
Yeah, I didn't do well.
So he said Chris finishes with, are there any rules like game time minutes? Sounds a little shady, like glasses with card reading ability.
Hmm. I think Chris went to the bar during his lunch break today.
So pretty much if you play more than one play, ESPN is going to give you a QBR. So it may be a series that they need or something like that, but you're going to get a QBR. So who was it? Derbs had Cooper Rush a couple weeks ago, and he played like a quarter and a half. He still got a QBR for that.
Which I vote next year or whenever we should instill that if your quarterback plays so badly they get benched, you get 5 points off the QBR deduction.
That would have been fantastic for me this last week.
Yeah,
I'll take my coupons now.
Yeah, they'll apply them at the end of the season.
What are the standings now, Mike?
So the overall standing...
That sounded gross.
The overall standings for me...
Do you have a name for that?
That sound?
That thing that came up.
Yeah, I don't...
We'll name it Todd.
Yeah, it's sitting here on the table by me now, so...
Saw that. Turn its mic on. It might have something to say.
Yeah. I have now moved into first place in the Toilet Bowl Challenge.
Oh, man, I had a great lead.
You did. And I'm at 35.9.
That's pretty
overall.
Good. Pretty bad.
Brady is in second place now with a 39.22. Mm. Derbs is in third place at 41.22. And Tanner is now the, he's the toilet bowl at this point at 52.8.
That's not good. And for those of you that just don't remember or haven't heard, the loser, the other three guys get to dress them up in whatever clothes they want from the Ark and has to buy beer and food at Big City Roadhouse.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. So
John Daly clothes.
I think we decided it's the gender that we are clothes. I'm not going to be walking into Big City Roadhouse with a dress.
Did we decide that?
I thought we did decide that. I thought you were pretty mean.
Yeah,
about
you
it.
Were the one. Now that you're in last,
you're like, oh,
you're changing sides.
We can't do anything silly, like make him wear an ugly coat.
Oh, we really had to struggle to make him wear that Dallas Cowboy cheerleader thing that he pretended to dread so much that he actually added to it and had a routine. So he hates it.
You know how tough that was when the chief of police walks in and goes, I've seen you before. Were you the guy dressed up as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader? You know how bad of a scene that is?
It was weird that you shaved your legs for it also.
No, I always do that, Mike. when I run, there's less resistance.
Oh, okay.
Is this way it always goes, Brady?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
No. So it's pretty good. Well, let's look at last week. Matt Stafford for Tanner did not go well. 77.2 QBR. Jackson Dart for Brady, 67.7. Derbs. Geno Smith, 7.9, is usually a winner during the week, but this week I had Tua, and he had a 3.4 QBR. So that's where we're at. So we will draft in that order. So are we ready to start drafting?
Yeah. I think so with the first pick,
Tanner.
Who gets the first pick? Tanner Schwent. You get the first pick.
Can I ask a clarifying question? Have I taken Dylan Gabriel yet?
You have not taken Dylan Gabriel.
Dead air is not good in radio.
Thanks, Bri.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
That's why Brian's here.
My instructor told me to make noises if that happens.
Is Tua starting for the Dolphins?
I told you, I'm not sure about that. I've taken Tua, so I can't use him.
If Tua is starting,
this would be your job. We could find out.
I mean, you asked this question during the break. Earlier down the hall,
stuffing my face with Papa John's pizza.
Make it odd like Papa John's.
Thanks, Brian. I don't know if he's starting or not, guys. This is bad.
Well, if you take him and he doesn't start, then you would get Quinn Ewers.
I think this is probably the best part for radio. Is
Tanner Googling?
Yes.
let me see here. Now Miami is that the team in Florida?
I'll take Tua. I'll take Tua or Quinn Ewers, whoever gets to start there. So I will go there. Now on the clock.
All right. Now on the clock with the second pick is the showmaster here, Brady.
I'm going to do the same thing Tanner did. Jaden Daniels is out, right, this weekend? He's out.
I believe so.
So isn't it Marcus Mariota?
It is Marcus.
I'm going to go with Marcus Mariota for my quarterback.
That's a bad pick.
Sniped.
Yep.
Is that who you were going to say?
I was hoping he would fall to me, yes.
We're trying to get back in.
Who do they have?
They play the Chiefs on Monday night.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good pick.
Monday night.
And with the third overall pick in the 2025 NFL Quarterback Toilet Bowl Draft, Derbs.
Let's go with Ole McDonald Jones. I think him going against Houston is an interesting pick here. Mac Jones for not doing a thing on the football field.
That he was taking Daniel Jones against Tennessee. I'm like, what are you?
I knew what he was doing.
Yeah, I knew what he was doing.
And there's a chance
to make Tanner feel bad about himself.
There's a chance Brock Purdy was going to play this week. I thought, but
that's fine. I'll take him too. Okay.
So Derbs has whoever starts for San Francisco,
and with the fourth and final pick of this week's edition of the Quarterback Toilet Bowl Draft, Mike Danson.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Wait till the water swirls.
Sorry.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to go opposite of Derbs here. I'm going to take.
Wait.
A second.
Sorry. You had a double flusher.
It was
there,
a two.
Brian.
Yeah, it was a twofer. Yeah, I'm better now.
I thought I was done, but I'm good.
All right, I'm going to take C.J. Stroud against the 49ers.
Ooh,
a duel.
I hope that game is 50-50, man.
I have a question. Has anyone taken Bo Nix yet?
Nobody has taken Bo Nix.
Is that just a Broncos thing? Nobody wants to put that kind of. I'm saying that there. Press out there that you think Bo's going to be the worst quarterback in the league this week.
He doesn't throw a lot of picks, though, and that's kind of what you need here. Like, mm-hmm. The offense is clunky, but that doesn't necessarily do much.
Yeah. They get to 3rd and 2 and punt it away.
Right.
You know? So,
yeah, none of us have taken
that. He's got two matchups with the Chiefs yet to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Has anybody taken any of the elite? Like, I feel like Matt Stafford, like, I can still live with that 77. But Derbs went out there early on and started picking some of those.
So a huge one for Derbs is he got Jared Goff off the board in week 1 when he had a 52 QBR. So that's a big one off the board early. And Jared Goff has lit it up ever since. So.
Yeah. That's my fear here because I ran through the bad ones. I don't think I've taken a decent one out.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I'm starting to look at it and go, all right, this is getting a little scary as we get later.
You did that to me and talked me into it last week. I'm like, give me Matt Stafford because they're in London.
Yeah.
Good job. You sound like you're from London.
Thank you, Derbs.
Conspiracy. We're trying to.
Does that happen all the time?
I'm trying to make it a thing.
Okay.
Derbs seemed willing to do it, so I'm going to keep testing it out.
Shocking that he would be in on that.
Faith says this should be the costume one should have to wear out, and you have it for every year. There it is.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
What is that? Oh, it's the it's a guy. It's one of those like fluffy blow up costumes, but it's a dude sitting on a toilet. They might not let you in with that, Tanner.
I know the owner.
Well, are we trying to get Tanner to lose? Is that kind of
with the way he's going to be dressed? He may not get let in anyways. So.
How can you make me lose?
We have ways.
Collusion?
No.
Oh, no. Not in this day and age. How would you ever do that?
Yeah, you can't do that.
Do any of you look at QBRs week to week?
Yes.
PBR,
I do now.
Oh, you do? I was going to say, I don't see me losing.
Very good point,
so
actually.
So we got, I'm still in second place, so we'll see how this goes.
I don't even care if I win. I'm just aiming for third.
I'll take third.
Point. Yeah.
How close are Derbs and Tanner?
So Derbs at 41.22. Tanner is at 52.8. So what is that, 11 and a half points?
I'll make that up this week. Brock Purdy going for a million.
Hmm. Million okay. What?
Yards.
Yeah.
Ah, pretty good.
Touchdowns.
The picks are interesting, too. You actually.
They're on Fridays. Everybody knows that.
Friday. Yeah. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian. Picks are on Friday. Everybody knows that. You did pretty good.
I went 2-1.
I went back and listened.
If I wouldn't have opened my fat mouth and said just UNC outright, I would have gone 3-0.
That's where I think I was confused.
Yeah. No, when you said you took, I was hoping no one caught the outright at the very end of the show.
I knew there was an outright.
The picks master over here isn't going to let that slide.
Very sharp.
You got to be sharp with this stuff.
I think, wasn't it 2 weeks ago, the number of games was different for 3 of us?
Yeah, and I won. We have settled this.
We have a hard time with the math situation.
Yeah, none of us real good at the math.
No, and I didn't even catch it. I was like, oh, Derbs.
That's fine.
He's picked more games than us. Somebody must have been sick or something.
I don't think anyone good with math ends up in this profession.
No.
Okay.
Mike's probably the best one.
No. Yeah.
No? What?
No.
I'd be pretty good if I'm calculating.
What is 82 divided by 4 times 7?
800.
Mm-hmm. You got to calculate rates for chemicals that we spray and stuff like that for acreage.
That sounds boring.
That's
but it pays the bills.
Difficult stuff. We got Rocky Mountain College kickoff. Are you guys sticking with me? Because we're going to talk about border war stuff coming up and Colorado State and what it's looking like for the next head coach, what we'd like to see there. So we'll.
I got nothing else to do.
Okay. We'll just ride it out.
Super swamped around here.
Super swamped. 17 minutes after the hour. It is Big City Roadhouse Football Friday. I got the fellas in studio. Brian's doing a wonderful job filling in for what's his name. I honestly forgot.
You stay away from my man. Stay away from my man.
Monday's going to be hell.
I really like Michael.
Thank you, Jerry.
He's even figured out how to use the board on your show.
He's got it. Oh, he's
9 hours late on Good Morning
No-Go. No, he nailed that 100%. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's Northern Colorado's voice. 3.1 and 1310 KFK. It actually works.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to the whole show on KFK.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, don't forget the Rocky Mountain College kickoff is coming up at 2 o'clock. And then later on, we have high school football rocking a big game.
Wellington and Res Christian.
Huge.
Look at the brains of
Brian
this
was
guy
with
back
Bruce.
Here.
I was with Bruce earlier, and we.
Brian is now becoming all knowing now.
Yeah, that's
like, of the station.
That's terrifying. Yes,
it is.
He is now
terrifying.
Becoming one with the station.
Don't new Micah.
New Todd.
Better Todd. Better Todd.
Oh, we did pretty well. Did pretty
That's
well.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Look at what you're doing to a good, happy relationship, Brady.
I think I listen enough to know that
that's
know,
the way we roll.
There's not a lot of happiness a lot of the times. You call Brian an idiot a lot.
Well, Brian is an idiot a lot.
I think Brian's extremely smart. He's been fantastic for this show.
See how he treats me?
He's trying to woo you. Remember how I treated you in the beginning?
Yeah, you offered me a cow and hundreds of dollars, which never happened.
I've already offered Brian. I told Brian, I said, I'll treat you right. I won't talk about cows all day, but apparently that is a...
No, it's one of the pluses.
Cows.
Yeah,
one
I
of
do
the pluses
like the cows.
He talks about cows. Tanner does talk a lot about
cows. Do you like cows, Durf?
Love cows. Still waiting for a little slice of one.
I would love a slice of one of your cows.
Did you see Deion Sanders eats his steak well done? That is the most outrageous
thing. Does
he put
ketchup on it?
Sorry, I know.
This is what I said, Brian. When I say, like, we're going to talk about something, now it's we're talking about what a man eats. What kind of meat a man eats.
Yeah. Is that not crazy?
That he likes a steak well done?
Yeah. Lunatic.
I mean, for me, it's crazy because I don't eat it that way, but...
Yeah.
I don't think it's really material that's worthy of reliving.
Tanner's going to do his first stand-up comedian. Hey, you hear that Coach Prime likes his steak well done? There.
Well, that's not a prime order, is it? How do you like your rib? I bet it's prime. Hey, how many points did you score? I bet it's a prime number.
Brian has lost his mind.
That actually would work. Yours was just, did you hear this?
What's the deal with airline foods?
What's the deal with Coach Prime eating his steak that way?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yes.
No steak for you.
It's like Seinfeld. Texter here says, if Brian is all-knowing... I can't click the text here. If Brian is all-knowing and he understands how my mind works, then we really have problems here, says John.
Is that John Sears?
Yeah, it's John.
Yeah, I do know how your mind works, and it is a problem, John.
He said Chris is having a hard time with the quarterback toilet bowl. He's like, tough to comprehend. Lowest score wins?
It's not. Yes. He's not alone. You guys just went through a whole segment, and I have no idea what the hell happened.
This is why I call him an idiot.
We're just predicting who's going to have the worst QBR.
It's like golf. The quarterback score.
I've been doing this for 8 weeks and still got it.
We're celebrating bad quarterback play.
And I said I was pretty good at this because I know a thing or two about bad quarterbacks. One of my best friends was a pretty not so great quarterback in high school.
I've heard different stories from him.
Well, yeah, of course.
I had a guy go on Go Pokes last week while we were doing Rocky Mountain College kickoff. And he went on there and found my max prep stats and started throwing them on X. He's like, you threw way too many interceptions. I'm like, well, five of them came in the first game. But I'm telling you, I peaked in high school. I still got listeners that are throwing my high school stats.
I'm fully aware of when you peaked.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Pre-me.
I mean, I covered a lot of those games, and we're calling that
peaked. Peaks at me all the time.
We're calling that peak. moment.
Between us, Brady, you're being mean. Herbs, can we be friends?
How many interceptions will it take before we can become friends?
The ones that I threw.
Already?
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore?
No more interceptions.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It'll never happen again?
Never again.
Can you still throw a football over the mountains?
Yes.
Can you still throw a football?
Yes.
Could you throw it pretty far back in the day?
Yes.
But why I don't like.
I was hoping you'd take the humble approach and just be like, you know, yeah,
it's okay. No, it's Tanner.
You're talking about his peak.
Yeah. I was a stud, man. I had a mustache.
I don't have
school.
Any room to talk because we threw baseballs once and. Boy.
Not good.
No.
That, not a proud moment.
We're at the Rockies game.
Oh, my gosh.
And Tanner says he could still throw it. Was it 70?
60.
No. I thought you said 70.
Oh, probably. 70.
He said he could throw it 70 miles per hour.
He
and
is
I said,
Uncle Rico.
I said, we're going up to the...
the machine broke right machine. When I stepped up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What did he throw?
I think 56. He threw
50.
I think he threw 56.
You threw 60.
I got up to 62.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That was close.
And Brady...
What happened, Brady?
We don't need to. Well, it was funny because the machine was when Mike threw it, it bounced on the hit the machine, and it was weird after that.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably took about 20 off of it after that.
I love that Brady's embarrassed to tell this part, but he'll tell the following part of that story where he ran Dinger down.
Yeah.
Did you really?
He goes, my buddy wants a picture with you. And he's pointing at me. My buddy
my little buddy over there wants a picture. And the handler for
Dinger.
Dinger was like, your boy will have to just wait in line like everybody else. And I was like, Tanner, you have to wait in line like everybody else.
This is why we don't
That's
go out
awesome.
In public, Brian. This
That's
is why.
Awesome.
Like, he was way down, and they walked by us and waved, and I ran, sprinted down
He was
there.
Sprinting down there, too, wasn't he, Mike? I mean,
he ran faster than he threw the baseball.
It was so bad when I threw it. Because the guy sitting there is just making sure you do the right thing and you don't take the baseballs or whatever. Every throw, he's just like, you could see it on his face, like, what the hell, man?
Is this thing going to radar?
Yeah. It's like it stopped as you threw it. The ball just stopped.
It was a straight knuckleball.
What did I get, 47?
It was in the 40s.
It was in the
47, the high 40s? Was it 42?
I think it was 42, but...
That's what you call the change-up, Brian.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. I was used to that because when I pitched, I was so good. I had so many different types of pitches that I just wanted to do my change-up. I still wanted to see if I still had it, which obviously I do.
Well, I understand. You got to throw a little junk in there first just to, you know, before you can open up the throttle.
But I didn't know they only give you three throws.
Oh, well, you were just priming yourself
for
the big throw.
Throw four was going to be like...
60.
64. Yeah.
That's a bad thing. If Dick Moffert would have been walking by, he's like, that guy's got something.
I probably would have got a job.
He can start every fifth day for us.
That joke was in my head at 42. I think that's where they found Santatella was throwing up there.
Tanner went and did the batter's box. You actually were swinging, too. I don't think, Mike,
No, we didn't do any of that.
We didn't want to do that.
I would get hurt.
Yeah.
It bothered me. My arm hurt the next day.
We get done and we ride those little scooters back to the hotel
dangerous.
That you're staying. And it's like, do not drink and drive these. And I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to drink a lot and then drive.
Too late.
Fairness, you drank before.
Yeah. And
it wasn't during it.
And Brady and I get into the biggest sports argument we've been in forever at this restaurant we're sitting at. I thought Mike was going to crawl under the table. And the waitress jumps in and she starts arguing with us.
Do you remember what you were arguing about?
Hardest sport to win a championship?
No, it was like, is it harder to hit a baseball or...
Yes, it was one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Hardest position to play kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. Mike obviously had less to drink than we did.
He remembers it.
Yeah. Well, we went swimming, too. That was fun.
Yeah, we did go swimming.
We were looking for a hot tub and ended up just three of us surrounding each other in a corner of the pool.
I am so glad I missed this trip.
That little kid thought it was awkward over there.
We could have spread out. It was a giant pool, but we're like just in the corner holding our drinks.
I can't swim. I have to stay in the shallow end. So
I'm a pretty good floater. I'm not a great swimmer either.
It was a pretty good time.
Oh, this is the God's honest truth, too. We have not fabricated a single piece of this story.
No, all of that was...
No, the only time, I mean, I went to one game and we ended up chair dancing to Miley Cyrus on the way home.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
In the car. Yeah.
You picked the waiter up, too, at the bar before. Yeah.
I did. I got his number.
Got his number.
I did. I told you I would. I said I would get this number.
What was that fine gentleman's name?
Merle.
No, I think it was Colin.
Ah, close.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
That was fun.
Let me check my wallet. I still have his number.
We're meeting tonight at Big City Roadhouse.
I just remember we were at the game when Brian was with us, and it was we went up to see Jerry and Jack, and Jack was not thrilled to see us.
He didn't turn around and talk to us.
No, but then I started to talk about his paintings, and then he did.
Yeah, they had paintings up in them.
You stole something from them, too.
You did. Yeah. You stole a little sweetener thing or something, or tea or something.
I took some, like, liquid grass
that
Jerry would drink up there. It was some kind of health drink,
and Brian just swiped it on the way out.
I've always tried to do that. Whenever we would go to introduce bands at a club, we would go to where their catering was and steal, like, a grape. Just to say that, you know, I took a piece of sausage from Diamond Rio.
Do you still have whatever, the grass, the liquid? Serious.
It's Marty Rowe. Still calls.
So the CSU coaching situation. No, the paintings thing was interesting.
Because the first time I met Jack Corrigan, I don't know why, but in my brain, he'd talk faster in real life than going up there. And I go up there, and Jerry's like, you know, Tanner, this is Jack Corrigan. Jack, this is Tanner Schwent, KFK Radio. And Jack turns and goes, Tanner, it's nice to meet you. And I'm like, well, thanks, Jack. My son's 18 now, so I better go home and see you.
And your painting is dry.
The first time, I think, when just you and I went, we go in, and of course, this has always been a running joke between us, and on the guest list to go up and see Jerry and Jack, it said Brady and Friends.
He said if we ever did a show together, it would be Brady and his little friend. And that was what was on the guest list.
And Tanner got the tickets. It was did all the working with Jerry to make sure we got the tickets.
Brady and Friends.
And it said Brady and his friend.
That's a tough scene.
And I was like, this is my friend. He's the one who wants to see Dinger.
That was almost as bad as when I ran into Drew Goodman and I was very intoxicated. And I was like, Drew, how are you? He had no idea.
You were intoxicated?
Well, allegedly.
When did you? Was I with you when you ran into Drew?
No.
Oh.
No. I was.
Was he dressed in the Dinger suit?
I was getting the equipment back from Jerry. Jerry had our equipment up there at the press box at Coors Field, and I was getting the equipment back, and Drew Goodman comes walking out of there, and little guy.
He's very short.
He was that small.
But calves.
Calves for days,
like,
dude.
Just jacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he did not.
Strange
want.
That we.
It was one of those things that I was intoxicated, but I still picked up on the social cues that this guy doesn't want to talk to me right now.
So he didn't want to talk
to
you.
No. He had no desire to chat with me.
So you do pick up on those cues?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay.
Not with us.
I was going to say, okay.
I just don't care with you guys.
I thought so, yeah.
It's Diamond Rio now going to come out with a line of frozen pizza because of Brian's sausage reference.
Probably.
Says John.
Yeah.
I bet they will. Probably will.
Interesting take on that, John. Thanks for going there. Thanks for picking that road, brother.
And then Faith's just showing pictures of somebody throwing a baseball very badly.
That's the Sandlot.
Yeah.
Squints?
Squints.
No. Yeah, Squints.
It was Squints. Right. Yeah. I have the... I had a bad back. You know, wind was crazy.
Oh, we're going back to your throwing?
Yeah. The wind was against me.
How fast do you think you could throw a baseball, Derbs?
12.
Miles per hour?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know you. I didn't know where to stand. Nobody told me anything. So I was nervous.
You've watched a baseball game. Yeah.
That wasn't the same.
It was literally very much the
same. There was a line of people behind me. Yeah. And it wasn't a full mound.
It was a full mound.
No.
It's probably like teeing off on that first tee box when everybody's around and just kind of throws you off.
Yeah, it was 100% what was
probably
going on.
I can understand that.
Yeah, so I think I would have thrown it a lot farther. Let's go do it now. Let's go.
We can go. There's a simulator at one of the bowling alleys.
36 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Okay, just a second.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
I was kind of thinking we had another Thursday night special going here, Brian.
As I was looking over the weekly football schedule, I went to Brady Hall. who was sitting in his office. He was playing with those little clangy birds, the ones with the metal balls. They make a lot of noise when they clang. And he came out and picked the Ravens.
Verse 2 coming up.
Was that a new version?
That just came to me as we were going there. I certainly didn't have that written down.
That was so good. No, that was Brian. Oh, he's saying that that's me. Now everyone's just sending gifts of people throwing bad pitches. That was great, Brian. I don't know how he does that. I seriously thought it was going to be the Thursday Night Special one from the very first one you did.
Yeah, I don't know where Micah puts those.
Well, you save over it, and some I save over here, and I don't remember where they are.
Do you know what it's like to try to get information on him to do his job when he's going to be gone? Did you try that, Derbs?
Once. I gave up. When I first started doing the podcast, I kind of wanted to learn, like, in case he wasn't here, how do I actually pop up the screens? That was 45 minutes I didn't need.
Okay. I have... Oh, my gosh. I'm holding in my hand.
This show
is
not that complicated.
No, this is for all the shows today.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He will write out this long description in your show, and then at the end of it, he says, but you won't use this today. Here's another one. This won't be used today. You probably won't use this. You won't use this. And those were my instructions. Yeah.
Can you give us one of the descriptions of any of the segments in this show?
In your show?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can.
This is as good as his tweets.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yo.
Okay. Let's see. What did he say? Buttons often used. Susan and Cheryl. This is applause. Okay. I got that. He also, what did he say? Oh, no, I got nothing there.
I'm going to need a copy of this.
Yeah, you certainly are. He did give me some guesses. What his stuff was for Rocky Mountain College kickoff, talks about, DuckTales theme.
Yep.
You'll have to ask them, I forgot something Dustin does. We ready intro. You'll have to ask them, I forgot something about the games of the weekend, maybe. These are my instructions. It finishes with, I'll be unavailable to get in at 10 a.m., so please ask any questions before that. Sorry if this is discombobulated. It made sense in my head, but that is a dark place where nonsense and silliness runs around in circles and dance to the glorious rhythms of melodic and symphonic death metal. Thanks for your help.
Do you remember? Were you here, Tanner, when Micah got food poisoning?
No.
He sent an email. He was so sick. And the email was titled, I Met Death Today.
Oh, yes!
And it was this long novel of an email of descriptions of what he ate, what happened to him, and basically described
not
everything
just hey
to
guys,
all of us.
I'm out sick today. It's you should have felt how I felt while I was sitting there. Did he say anything about Dwight Yoakam?
Yeah.
Okay, you did.
Yeah.
Good. For Rocky Mountain College kickoff, we've got a guy that will actually play our Dwight Yoakam. Who's
yeah, I'm excited
they
about
like
that.
Dwight Yoakam because I think they have all lost their minds.
Yeah, they Dwight Yoakam's good.
They will probably request a lot of that ear destroying crap.
Probably. That's all to be expected.
We won't have to tell Brian what songs to play.
No.
Of Dwight Yoakam.
No.
Brian, I've got a fine repertoire worked up for you.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Who? Yes, it was.
Dwight Yoakam.
Oh, good for him.
How old is he?
69.
Nice. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Okay, just one bit of serious note.
Now.
Oh, man.
CSU coaching. Like, where do you go with this? For Colorado State,
where do you look?
Yeah,
what do you do?
Do you want to go get a fired Power Four guy, if that's even possible, or do you want to get an up and comer like a Vegan, the Montana State head coach? Not an up and comer. He's 50 years old, but from the FCS side of things, but very good. Or do you want to go get a coordinator somewhere?
That's I wrote down two coordinators and one head coach from. What was Conference USA? in preparation for Rocky Mountain College kickoff. One of the names that I wrote down was Brian Harsin.
Yeah.
He's the Cal OC. He was at Boise State as the head coach and went to Auburn.
I thought, would I see some not so great
things? Well, he had there was controversy. Where was his? He was at Auburn, right?
At Auburn, yeah.
And there was kind of a weird ending
around
there.
The George Floyd stuff?
Oh, I don't,
it's on his Wikipedia page, so take it for what it is, but a little not quite as bad as what Adazio had going on regarding the George
Floyd. I heard he
wasn't
a great guy, but I just don't know.
I voted FCS coach from somewhere. Try and pick
Vegan's the name, because he'll be somewhere else next year.
The NDSU head coach is one that I would be very interested to see.
Who?
The NDSU coach, his name's escaping me at the moment. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why it's escaping me, too. I watch him every damn week, and he's dynamite. They have a history of very good coaches. You know, the guy who went on to Kansas State.
Colin Klein?
He was a quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's at K-State now.
Head coach.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the head coach.
Colin
Klein's
at Texas A&M.
Kleinman.
Oh. Yeah.
I think that was his name. Who's with Kansas?
Who went to Wyoming from... What didn't
Craig
he go
Bull.
From? Yeah, he went from NDSU to Wyoming.
Mm. Yeah, and the head coach at Fresno State.
Yeah.
Also from NDSU.
Yeah, well, I think
Entz.
Yeah,
Matt
Entz. Yeah, and that's another name that actually has come
up. Has it come up? Very good coach.
Would CSU dare go that route? I know we got a break here, but would they dare go that route of? It's like, what? Dare go that route of trying to poach another?
Oh, you're right,
Mountain West guy. I don't know. I guess it would be a jump up, maybe, in the Pac-12.
I don't think they go that route.
All right, the picks are coming up. We've waited all week.
Is it Friday?
The picks are on Friday.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. Don't go anywhere. It's a whole show powered by Chevron on a Football Friday, presented by Big City Roadhouse.
Big City Roadhouse presents Football Friday. A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
All right, this is the time we've all been waiting for, it's where we take all the information, maybe not for the last hour, but most of the information throughout the course of the week that we've gathered to make the picks. I am 20-19, still over 500, so we're okay.
Good.
Yeah, we're in somewhat of a safety zone. But I need a big week this week, Brian. Need a monster weekend. Air Force is off this week, so we only have four games to pick because Colorado State's playing Wyoming in the Border War. So let's go. Where should we go first, Brian? Should we go Colorado at Utah?
Absolutely. See what talk about Buffalo.
I'm seeing that Devin Dampier is questionable for the game. Utah's starting quarterback, and he is a stud, but I don't see questionable to me means he's going to play, I think, in this situation. I think he's going to play. I unfortunately think I liked Colorado against Iowa State, but I think Utah covers this. -13.5. I think it might get ugly. Where do you want to go now?
Let's go to UNC.
I've picked the Bears to cover at least cover in every single game. I think this is going to be too tall of a task. I do think UC Davis covers -13.5 against the Bears. Unfortunately, I hate to do it.
Understand. Let's go to CSU.
You're on your third play caller this year already. Fired head coach, interim Tyson Summers. I think Wyoming's got this in the bag. I'm going Wyoming Cowboys -4.5.
Not buying the new coach thing?
No, I'm just not buying it.
All right, we finish in Denver?
Yep, finally. The Denver Broncos playing the Dallas Cowboys at home. They are 3.5-point favorites. Can the offense get going? Can we commit to the run? I'm just going to say at some point, Sean's going to get out of his own way, and I think it's going to be against a bad Dallas Cowboys defense. They got a great offense, but we might be in for a track meet. I like the Broncos -3.5, and that will do it. Brian, great job.
Hey, thank you. This was very fun. It was fun to see your show from this side.
Rocky Mountain College kickoff. You'll get to see that one from that side.
Not
too.
As excited for that.
We'll be interesting. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.